beginning of, we'll start from the beginning of Simon Tzadi Ches. And this is the first Simon in Hilchus Tarobes. And basically we'll start with the basics. The Machaber says, Isur Shinesari Beheter, Min Bisheno Mino, Kigon Cholav Shinesari Bebosar, Yitamenu Goy, this is the halacha of Timas Kfeila, and we rely on Timas Kfeila. Says the Mechabrim, Omer She'ein Bo Tam Cholav, Oshomer She'yesh Bo Tam, El Shu Pogum Mutter. Okay, fine. And then, if we don't have a goy, if we don't have a kfeilu, I'm just isolating, highlighting certain parts that are relevant for our discussion. So he says the following, Misharin b'shishim. Then we apply the principle of bittul b'shishim, and we evaluate. V'chein, imhu min b'mino, yeah, I just skip one line. No, again, only because our time is limited. So, I have a goal for tonight. Okay, so he says, "V'chedem hu min b'mino, kevon delekel emekem atama b'sharin b'shisha." Right, in min b'mino, where the tam is identical, there's absolutely no point to ask a kfeila. There's nothing that he can tell you, and therefore we need shisha. What we want to study tonight is the difference between the two cases in the Mechaber. This is going to be a long shach, whereas the first case is going to be min b'she'eino mino, and there we rely on kfeila, and if we don't have kfeila, we're going to rely on shishim. The second case is going to be min b'mino, where we have to rely on shishim, we don't have another option. Those two halachos of shishim, they sound identical, but they are fundamentally different. We'll come back to that later. I'm just throwing that out, and it probably doesn't mean anything to you, but hopefully as we go along, it'll be more meaningful. The Ramah adds that Ein Anu Nagim Achshav, Ein Nagim Achshav Lismoch a Goy, we don't rely on a Goy, and therefore, as a matter of principle, as a matter of absolute rule, without exception, b'sharin hakol b'shishim. Now, the question is going to be the following. When we rely on shishim, according to the Mechaber, we don't have a guy, or it's been b'mino, according to the Ramah, as a general rule, how do we view this shishim? Let's say, for example, we have a case of nishpach, that's going to be sif beis, which means we have no possibility of being mishayer. If this arev min bimino, here's where the Mechaber makes the fundamental distinction that I hinted to before, between min bimino and min b'she'eino bimino. He says, v'nishpach b'inyan she'ein yecholim lamon ov l'shar. There's no possibility of being mishayer b'shishim. So here's where the Mechaber makes a distinction. He says, if we're dealing with min b'mino, then the rule is going to be that im noda shahaya rubo heter, he doesn't know if he has shishim, but he definitely knows that there was more heter than isur that fell in. Because again, when you get to the calculations of shishim, it's very, you know, very complex, but he certainly knows that a kizayis of the vela fell into this large pot, so he definitely knows that he has rove. He says, in that case, mutter. And the shach is going to explain that because in the case of min bimino, really, according to the Torah law at least, the bittul that applies here is bittul barov. He definitely has bittul barov, and therefore he definitely has removed himself from a suffix d'oraisa. So what he's left with is a derabbanan, because the derabbanan insisted that in min bimino we don't rely on rov and we need shishim. He doesn't know if he has shishim. That becomes a safek derabbanan.
Bittul barov applies to tam, or just to the piece itself?
Bittul Barov is matir everything, as far as
we're... Bittul Barov is matir everything?
Everything, yeah. In the case of Yavish, but Yavish might be a little different. You know, that I think we mentioned last time that there are many shittas about Rov in Yavish, but Yavish, whether or not... But when it's one Belila, in other words, it's Lach, what we call either Lach Balach or Lach B'Yavesh, in those two cases, then Bittul Barov, if it's Min Bimino, means that everything is Mutter. Because there, Bittul Barov is determining, is defining the nature of this new entity, which is all mixed together. That's called Belila. However, Aval says, I'm skipping the Ramah for the time being. In this Arev Bishayin Omino, if we have a mixture of Min, Bishayin Omino, and Nishpach, we cannot determine whether Shishim, Afilu Noda, even though we know, Shahayarubo Heter, nevertheless it's Asur. Because here, in the case of Min, Bishayin Omino, we're dealing with the Safek Doraisa. The fact that this Rov is irrelevant. The Torah requires Bittul B'Shishim. If you would have had the ability, either through a Kfela or through Lashayer, you would be able to determine that there is Bittul B'Shishim, everything would be Mutter. In the absence of those two options, then you're going to have to say that we apply the principle of Sofik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, and the reason for that is because the Torah in Min B'Shein Omino requires Bittul B'Shishim. So far, so good. So that's a fascinating... discussion. But what I want to study tonight, again, it's a gigantic shot, so we'll, once again, you're going to have to allow me a little poetic license here to just highlight certain parts of the shach. But we're looking at the shach Sifkaton Vav, which, again, if you happen to have the Friedman shach, the Friedman edition, it's on page Reish Vav. Now, if you can keep one hand on the shach and turn to page Reish Ches and look at the Ramah that we skipped, again, there's a lot in the Ramah, but we're only interested in one particular point in the Sif Beis in the Ramah, and it starts with the word Hagah, and the next one should be Le'inyan. Do you see that? So again, if it's your Shulchan Aruch, you should underline this Ramah. It's a mind-boggling Ramah. The Ramah wants to know, how do you determine whether it's Min B'Mino or Min B'Shein O'Mino? What are the criteria? And you and I would have said, what would have been your knee-jerk response?
Meat.
What do you say?
Meat.
Yeah, no, but I'm asking, you're giving me a specific case, but conceptually, what would be the factor that would determine whether it's Min B'Mino, Min B'Shein O'Mino? Time, no? Would it be tam? You know, if they both share the same tam, that's called min b'mino. If they have different tam, then it's min b'sheino b'mino. And that's going to be the shach's opinion. But take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, l'inyan min b'mino, as linon basar shma. We don't care about the tam. The tam is totally irrelevant, says the Ramah. And if two things have the same shame, like, let's say, for example, if you were talking about two types of arla, you know, one was peaches and one was apples, right? That's all arla in the first 3 years. So you and I would have said that peaches and apples would be a classical case of min b'shein omino, no? No, I'm just saying, if let's say, again, we're not talking about arla b'arla, I'm just giving you a case where the Ramah would say that since they both have the same shame, therefore, it's considered min b'mino. So you could have two things that are shove. Listen carefully, you might want to write this down. If they're shove b'shmam, but they're shonim b'tam, and in such a case, the Ramah is going to say it's batel b'rov. On a Doraisa level, again, the Rabbanu requiring Shisha, but the Nafkamina is going to be in the case of Nishbach. The Ramah is going to say that despite the fact that they have two different Tamim, nevertheless, we're going to apply the principle of Min B'Mino, which is Batel B'Rov, on a Doraisa level. I can always add that proviso. And that's what the Ramah says, Alinya Min B'Mino, as Linin Basa Shma, Im Hu Shav, if they both have the same shame, Havi min b'mino. V'lozlin v'boso taima. Imu shave olo. We don't care to relate to the question of tam, whether they both share the same tam or they did not. And now we'll turn back to the shach. Again, in your edition, it might be on the same page. You don't even have to turn.
What do you think he means by having the same name? They're both, your example, they're both fruit.
Right.
They have the same name.
Right. Again, we're going to get into that. But again, the point that we want to emphasize here is that the Ramah is completely oblivious. And he goes out of his way to point this out, to the difference in tam. Which as the, again, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but the Shach is going to say that undermines everything that we know about Bittul. All of Bittul, says the Shach, is about tam. You know, instead of Berzon saying it, let the Shach say it. I mean, he came just a couple of centuries before Berzon, and he was a little brighter than Berzon too. So let's take a look. He says the following in Vav. He says, Kaimalon. First, he quotes Rabbeinu. Again, Rabosai, I'm going to be skipping lines here. So don't, you know, if you follow me, you follow me. If not, when I get to the punchline, we'll all be on, I promise you, we'll all be on the same line. So I'm just skipping to a few of the highlights here. The Shach, it's a gigantic Shach. First, he points out that we possibly like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam ki Iker is the Oraisa in a case of Min B'Sheino Mino. And the reason for that is because no same Tam, the Easter is no same Tam into the Heter. Right? I mean, this is elementary. And the Rabbeinu Tam goes even a step further, which is again not for our discussion tonight, that the heter is nefach lios kulo isa. This is the Russian chulin, the Sima Laman Zayin that we discussed at great length, that if you take a kezias out of this mixture and you eat it, you're chayiv malchus, even though that kezias is made up of a combination of isa and heter. The answer is the heter itself becomes isa, and that's called tam ki iker d'oraisa. That's all in the case of what? Min b'sheino mino avo, but in the case of min b'mino cave on she'ein and osim both tam, we don't view min b'mino as a transfer of tam. After all, they both have the same tam. Again, I'm giving you the Shach's understanding of it before we get to the Ramah. Is therefore batal min haTorah b'rov. Now min rabbanan you need shishim, and if you have a suffek in the case of nishpach, but you know in the case of min b'mino, since they both have the same tam, it's batal b'rov. Therefore, you reduce your Iser from a Doraisa down to, in the worst case scenario, an Iser Drabonin. And you don't even know if you have an Iser Drabonin, because maybe there's Shishim, it was Nishpach. Therefore, we could be Mekel. Masha Enke, but not in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, because there, Kavon, this, in my edition, again, if you have the Freeman, it's on the second of the wide lines, Kavon, the Osim and Torah Shishim, the Torah itself prohibits this mixture because there's tam, and we apply the principle of tam ki ikar doraisa, we must have shishim. So the fact that you know that there's rov there in the case of nishpach doesn't help you one iota, because you're still in the dark as far as shishim is concerned, and therefore we have to activate the principle of safik doraisa lahachmir. Ubios ken. Okay, now I want you to find it, you know. It's about, I would say, 10 lines down from the top. Ubios came. You don't find it? Again, I begged it on all fours about a million times here, if you could bring in a Friedman Shulchan Aruch for the 45 minutes that we have together, it would really take a lot of...
How many are there in the base medrash here?
There are tons of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And none of them are in use at this time. But you know what? If you insist, what I'll do is I'll photocopy it. But it's hard to photocopy. I'll tell you why. Because we jump around, you know, and I don't have the time to start photocopying. Anyway, hopefully you'll catch on. Ubios Ken... Tamhini al mashikosaf harav. The rav here, of course, is the Ramah. Le'inyan min b'mino as linen basa shma, which means now he summarizes the Ramah's opinion. The daito im hayeshave b'shma, if they both share the same shame, and again we'll have to get into details, but not tonight, about what that means. Afal gav v'lo shave b'taima, they have two different tamim. Havile min b'mino. And therefore, it's batal with the rice of a rove. And once you know that you have a rove, in the worst case, all you can have here is an Issur d'Rabbanan. He says the following. Again, I'm skipping now a couple of lines. He says, Nefachu. You know, he's like quoting Megillas Esther, Nefachu, right? Vafochu. He says, Akol has lead upon the timer. Everything should depend upon Tam, div eino shava v'taima. So what, Ramah? Even though you tell me it's shava v'shma, but they have two different taimim. Is kevin shino saying tam beheter? The isa by definition, if it's less than shishim, is going to give tam into the heter. Is therefore nechvach a heter liels kulo asim v'yosim in atorat shishim. And therefore we have to be machmir l'chumri in the case of nishpach, because we don't know if there's shishim or not. V'yim shava v'taima, if on the other hand they both have the same time, afal gav delo shava b'shma, v'yikol kon kevin delo yoyev taima, is batul min ha-Torah. That's exactly what we mean when we say that min b'mino is batul b'rov on a d'oraisa level, because they both share the same time. And once they share the same time, there's no transfer of time. Now we can apply the principle of achirav and lahatos. And therefore we can be makil in the case of nishpach. He says he doesn't have a clue as to how to understand the Ramah. And I have to tell you, Rabosai, I honestly, again, you don't have to agree with me, this is my own editorial comment, I honestly feel that the Ramah is a pella here, you know, that it's just, I don't know what to say, I don't want to say any harsh words on the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is almost like a Rishon, you know. I mean, the Shach is no slouch either, but... So Rabosai, what I'd like to do, and this is going to be complicated, but what I'm going to try to do, to because the Chomer HaKusha here, you know, to try to make sense out of this Ramah, Vazlina Basa Shema, is to go back to the drawing board and try to understand what Bittul is all about. And perhaps we could suggest two ways of understanding Bittul. One way is to say that if we have a tarovis, then the Torah says that we have the right to apply the din of bittul. There's only one problem. And that is, how could you apply the din of bittul when there's tam iser in this tarovis? I mean, just to dramatize it, I gave it over to a kfela, and he tells me that he tastes the tam of the cholov and the basar, or the basar and the cholov, whatever it might be. Or he tastes the tam of the nevela in this mixture. So the halacha therefore becomes that tam vitiates bittul. Okay? Oh. If that be the case, then what the Torah is saying is that the normal process, the normal halacha and principle of bittul, is completely negated by tam. If we have tam, then forget about bittul. The tam itself, because the halacha of tam ki'ikar, tells me that I have iser here, and therefore I cannot be mevatel. That's one way of saying it. And I think intuitively that makes a lot of sense. The other way of saying it is no. What we're discussing here in tam ki'ikar is a different discussion. We're discussing whether bittul itself is meaningful. How do you form bittul? The halacha of tam, or the halacha of shishim, means that since in most cases, if there's a ratio of 1 to 59 between the isa and the heter, you will sense tam, then that's going to be my criterion for bittul. Let me try to give a mashal l'mad over dom. Let's say, for example, again, I don't want you to think I'm equating the two, but there's a halacha of rov in dayanim. Let's say you have a bezdin that's determining dinei nefashos, right? So the halacha is you need a rov nikar. In other words, if let's say one judge votes and tips the scale in favor of condemning the accused, we cannot put him to death. We need at least a majority of two. I'm only using this l'savra sauza because I want to show you that sometimes the Torah suspends the halach of rov and requires more than just rov. It's not 51% versus 49%. It's not a little bit of a ma'at in the rov more than the mute. It's got to be a significant amount to the rov. The halacha of shishim is the way that the Torah formulated the requirement of bittul in the case of min b'sheino mino. Meaning, If it's min bimino, then the Torah says achi rabim lahatos. There's no reason why bittul shouldn't work. But in the case of min b'sheino mino, the Torah decided, again in the divine wisdom, to change the halach of bittul and require a much greater significant volume in the heter in order to allow us to apply bittul. And when the Torah went about doing so, the Torah just didn't arbitrarily throw out a number. The Torah took a number which, under normal circumstances, would signify the loss of tam in a taromis. That the tam is such a small fraction of the tam isur is such a small fraction vis-a-vis the heter that it's insignificant. So when the Torah wanted to determine, in the case of min b'sheino mino, which halach of bittul should apply, the Torah substituted a different bittul for the normal bittul. The normal regular road and pattern of bittul is rov. In the case of min b'sheino mino, we need a different kind of a rov. We're still operating within the framework of rov, but the rov now has to be a more profound ratio of heter against iser in order to apply bittul. That's called shishim. Oh. So again, let's just summarize the two approaches. And now we'll try to explain the difference between the Shach and the Ramah. The first approach is to say that there's no reason why in Min B'Sheino Mino that Bittul Barov shouldn't apply. The problem is that there's an Iser called Tam. As we saw in Rabbeinu Tam says, Tam Ki Iker Doraisa. And Tam Ki Iker says, you can't apply Bittul here. Again, Bittul in theory could apply. There's no reason why Bittul Barov shouldn't apply even in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, even if the ratio is 1 to 59. The only problem is that when you have Tam, the Torah prohibited Tam. So what we're saying now is that the ratio of 1 to 59 is nothing more than a formulation of the principle called Tam Ki Ikar that does not allow me, shall we say, it ties my hands around my back to apply the principle of Bittul and says that you can't apply Bittul because there's Tam. Tam is an entity of Isur, and if the Isur is Nirgash, I can send it to a Kfela, and it will tell me that I taste the Tam, then don't talk to me about Bittul. Bittul means that the Isur has lost its identity, it's no longer Chashuv, it's no longer something, it's not Nikar, it's Batil. Don't tell me it's Batil. Tachlis, there's a Tam. Just 1 second. That part I think we all agree to, correct? That's the easy way of going. The more complicated and sophisticated way, perhaps, is to say the following. It's not right to say that Enochinami is bittul, but there's a new Issa called Tam. No. But rather, the Torah is suspending the normal halach of bittul and substituting, in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, a different bittul for the regular, well-trodden bittul, which is rov. And now, what we need is a different kind of a rov. What we're doing is, we're remaining within the context of bittul, and bittul is able to completely obliterate the isur, but what the Torah requires in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino is a greater bittul. It's like we have to be more machmir in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, like we were in Dinu Nefashos, and require a greater, more profound ratio of bittul, and we have to substitute the bittul barov with a greater bittul.
Having nothing to do with time.
Oh, now you're hot. Now I see you have to what I want to say. But first, Rabbi Sachtus wanted to say something. So,
Achim Rabbi Mahatos has nothing to do with Isser and Tom. Has to do with Dinim.
Right.
Okay, how do you learn from Achim Rabbi Mahatos to get to a concept of Bittul?
That's a subject that really, really requires a lot of study, Rabbi.
They're not connected whatsoever.
Achim Rabbi Mahatos, Lechora, is a halacha, not of Bittul.
Of course.
It's a halacha of Hachras HaSveikos. Correct?
Right.
Excellent. And that we're going to have to work on. In fact, if you take a look in the back of this Sefer, he has something called Iyunim, and he has 5 pages on that question. How does Bittul Barov derive from Achi Rav Lahatos? I'm not prepared for that tonight, but stay tuned. Bli Neder, we'll come back to it. But let's accept it as axiomatic that this halacha called Bittul Barov that's derived somehow magically, we don't know how logically, from the Pasuk Achi Rav Lahatos. How do we understand it in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino? One way is to say, you know what? The regular halach of bitul v'rov ein achinami applies over here, but there's a new iser. The new iser here in the case of Mibishay Amino is tam, and up till Shishim we have a tam of iser in this taromis. And insofar as this taromis is carrying the tam, bitul is completely irrelevant. It can't function. It can't, you cannot activate the power of bitul, suspend bitul because of tam. The other way of saying it is no. What we're going into is the laws of Bittul. We're entering, we're penetrating in Hilchus Bittul. And we want to know, does Bittul work or does Bittul not work? And the Torah says, you know what? It all depends. If it's min bimino, then Bittul Barov works. But if it's min b'she'eno, then we're going to borrow the concept of tam in order to determine and define what kind of a bittul barov, in quotation marks, operates in min v'sheino mino. And the answer is going to be that just like we find in tam, this halach of shishim, we're going to borrow that halach of shishim in order to establish bittul as a gigantic rove. What's my gigantic rove? It's shishim. Shishim becomes a new halacha of rove. Now, let's see if we can plug in the Shach and the Ramah. The first definition of min bimino b'shishim is the Shach. The Shach understands that enochinami, you should be able to apply bitul barov in min b'sheino mino. Why not? Why is min b'sheino mino any different than min bimino? We don't find an exeris hakosav in that regard. The terence is that we have a new halacha called tam kika. Where is that derived from? Don't ask me. It might be Mishras Anovim. It might be from the parish of Bosa Mechalov. It might be from the parish of Blias Clay Midjan. And it goes on and on and on. And there are like five different possible answers to what the source for Tam Kiker is. But Rabbeinu Tam says that Tam Kiker is Doraisa, which means that the Torah says that this is Aser because you are tasting the Tam of Iser in this Tarot. Is Memel says the Shach? If you have two foodstuffs and they share the same identical shame, but they have two different tamim, and one is a tam iser and one is a tam heter, then you have to face the music and you have halach of tam kikir d'oraisa. And the Ramah makes no sense. How could the Ramah postulate that in a taromes of shma, of two foods that have the same shape but have different tamim, we're going to apply the principle of rov, of bittul, of min bimino. It's not min bimino. I've got the tam over here. The Shach is 100% right. The Ramah has a different definition. The Ramah understands that there's a new halach of bittul. And that halach of bittul, once formulated by the Torah, applies not just to min bimino, but to min b'sheino mino. But in a different way. What happens in min b'sheino mino is that we change the halach of rov. There is halach of bittul. And bittul works to be mevatel iser. Forget about tam. Tam is irrelevant. There's halach of bittul. We have to determine when is it considered bittul. When do we have bittul? When we do not have bittul. In the case of min b'mino, we have bittul barov. In the case of min b'sheino mino, we need bittul b'shishim. But it's the same concept of bittul. Says the Ramah. If it's the same concept of bittul, then what should determine whether we have min bimino and we require no more than rov, or min b'sheino mino we require full shishim? That's going to depend on shma. If they have two different shemos, then you can apply, you're required to apply the greater rov of shishim. If, on the other hand, they have the identical shame, then it's a taromis of min bimino, and that's where the Torah says that you could apply bittul barov. The fact that this tam is irrelevant, because according to the Ramah, the issue boils down not to a question of tam, but to a question of bittul. Do we have bittul? Do we not have bittul? And I found here one line in this sefer that I've been quoting to you quite often called Shiurei HaRav. And again, I don't know exactly what he means by this line, but he wants to say the following. He says, Li'olam, and I think this could be the Ramah, Ein bittul b'shishim tolui b'siluk tam ha'isur. Again, I repeat, Ein bittul b'shishim tolui b'siluk tam ha'isur. Since we're children, we always were trained to believe that shishim is coming to be misalik the tam. No! But rather, din bittul greater. some brisket terminology. Din bittel greta, and then he adds four words, kemo bittel barof. Vehu kemo bittel barof. And what I think he means by these four words, hu kemo bittel barof, is that there's a new halach of bittel. And that new halach of bittel tells me that when I have the shear for bittel, I apply the principle of bittel. We're not talking about siluk tama iser. Siluk tama iser is the shach's approach. And therefore it all depends on whether you have the tam or you don't have the tam. And the Torah gave us shishim to tell us whether there is tam or not tam. And Rav Bosa. Excellent.
So according to Rama, you would never give food to a goy to taste.
Correct. Correct. According to Ramah, Tom becomes irrelevant now. So when the Ramah says that we don't rely on a kfela, it takes on a whole new meaning because it's all Tali and Shema, not in Taima. But Ravosa, I wanted to try an experiment with you and see if this works. The Machaber, just one second. Just give me a minute to orient myself. There's a Machaber that quotes a Rashba. Just trying to figure out where it is. What's crazy? Does he? Oh, let's see if we can find the Rashba. Here it is. See, it was tucked away at the end of the Machaber in Sif Beis. And again, if you happen to have the Friedman edition, it's the last word on Resh Yud, and it basically starts on Resh Yud Beis. Says the Machaber, V'im nis'arev b'mino u'b'she'eno mino. Until now we've been discussing either or. Either it was a tarovus of min b'mino, or alternatively a tarovus of min b'she'eno mino. Now we have a tarovus which has both min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. So Rabosai, what would be your knee-jerk response to the following question? If it's nishpach, should we assume, again, if I know this robe, that the principle of safik d'oraisa l'chumra should kick in, or should we apply the principle of safik d'rabbana l'kula? What would be your intuitive... Again, don't look at the Shulchan Aruch, because then you're cheating. What would be the simple logic in this case? You've got in this tarovus you have min be she'eno mino, correct? So what should we say? Safek? I don't hear. Guys, I'm talking to you like I talk to my 18-year-old students, but I'm not getting much of a response here, you know. It should be safek d'oraisa. Should be a suffix d'oraisa, no? Because what are you going to tell me? You can tell me there's a min b'mino here, and in min b'mino we can rely on Rove to reduce it from a d'rabbanan to a from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan, now apply the principle of suffix d'rabbanan l'ku. But wait a minute, how can you do that? In this very mixture, you have min b'she'eno mino. So you've got time, Ramon Shalom, if you don't have shishim. You're dealing with a d'oraisa here. Now take a look at it, you know, hold your chair. Says the Mechaber. He says, "If this arif v'mino u'b'she'eno v'nishpach b'idyin she'ein yichol lamadov l'sharo, v'noda shahaya rov heter b'menu, you know that this rov, roim esh'eino mino ki'ilu eino. Imagine that the she'eino mino doesn't exist. It's not magic. Black magic tonight, right? V'ashar mino rabba olav u'mevatlo. There's going to be a gigantic machlokus in between the shach and the taz. What does the Mechaber mean? Does it mean I can eat the whole Taroves, or I can only eat the min b'mino of this Taroves? But according to many, many poskim, we're going to be able to apply the principle of Sofik d'Rabbanan l'kulei and b'mata the ganze Taroves, even though there's a mixture here of min b'she'eno mino. Now, this is all based on the Rashba, which is referred to here by the Be'er HaGola in Os Zion. He says, Tur v'shem arash v'torah sabayis ha'oroch. Now, where did the Rashba get this from? So, is that mine, yours, ours? No. Whosever it is. The Rashba got it from a sugya on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. What's the case? I'll read to you the Gemara. You have nevela that falls into a mixture of chatichos basa shchuta, and rotev and kippah, a whole thing. We paskin in this Gemara. Okay, that, I'm not saying halacha, but that min bimino lo bat. This sugya is the sugya of Rav who relies on Rabbi Yehuda, min bimino lo bat. Says Rava, even Rabbi Yehuda would be matir. Why? He says, "Havi min bimino v'domar acher." Min bimino means min bimino and min b'she'eno bino. Salek es mino kimi she'eno v'she'ein mino rabba olav umevatlo. So what is Rava saying? And the Rashba is going to build castles in the sky based on this Rava. This is called the principle of Salek. I don't. Do we ever discuss Salek? I don't think we ever got to. Yeah, because it's on Daf Kuf Omid Beis. We're on Kuf Omid Aleph. We're also on Kuf Yud Beis because we're handling all over the place because I'm afraid of Kuf Omid Beis. What happens over here? We have a problem because of what? What's in the Taromas that's going to bother us? Is it the Min Bimino or the Min B'She'eno Mino? It's the min bimino. Why? Because this sugya reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min bimino lo bati. So Rava comes up with a chat. He says, you know what? Salekis mino. Forget about the mino. Leave out the chatichos of shchuta. Let's focus on the she'eno mino. And if the she'eno mino has enough to be mevatel the chatichas nevela, then we can apply the principle of bittul of min b'she'eno mino, and we don't have to worry about min b'mino. Says the Rashba, who adin, if we turn it around the other way. Let's say we paskin min b'mino is batel, right, barov, against Rabbi Yehuda. And we have a mixture which has both min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. We don't know if this shishim in the she'eno mino. Says the Rashba, again I'm going to apply the principle of salek. But in this case I'm going to be with salek what? The she'eno mino. Because we pass it like the chacham. So in terms of the mino, all I need is rov. I know I have rov in this taromis of heter against iser. And therefore, in the worst case scenario, I have a sofik derabbanan, sofik derabbanan lekula. So the Rashba is going to use the logic of Rava. Rava, keep in mind, is talking about a problem of min bimino. He's going to use Salek to place the min bimino in deep freeze. And he's going to allow the b'she'eno mino to be mavato the mino and to be mato the whole taromas. That's called Salek. Says the Rashba, let's do it in the other direction as well. Let's freeze the min b'she'eno mino, as if it's ke'eno, salek b'she'eno. Let's focus on the min b'mino, which is batam arov. And therefore, once we apply the din of through something to Rabbanu Lekula, of bitam arov on the min b'mino, then we can marbe olav levatlo and be mevatlo the min b'she'eno mino. Says the Shach, I don't know what the man is batting about. B'shleimer, Rava could apply the halach of salek to be the salek what? Min bimino, that I could be misalik, because min bimino gives no time. So what are you left with? You're left with the taroma. It's a battle between min and she'eno mino. Okay, fine. So let's be marve the min b'she'eno mino on the mino and be mevatel it. But to go the other direction and say, well, let's apply the principle of salek to min b'she'eno mino, right? Be misalik the min b'she'eno mino and be marve. And apply bitla the min bimino. How can you do that? Says the Shach. Because there's time of the she'eno mino in the taromas. We don't know if there's time. I mean, that's our suffering. We don't know if the shishim or not. It was a case of nishpa. Says the Shach. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Rashba. And you should know that the Taz was so upset with this very same kasha that he says the Rashba never said it. And he rewrites the whole text of the Rashba. I don't mean literally, but you know, he reinterprets the... I think l'chora, that this depends on our two definitions of min b'sheinu minu and bittel. In other words, this is the shach l'shitaso, that the shach understands that the entire problem of bittel depends upon time. And therefore, he doesn't have a clue how the Rashba could possibly apply the principle of Salek to the Min B'Shein Omino. What do you mean Salek is Min B'Shein Omino? How can you be Salek to Min B'Shein Omino? There's Tam Isur there. Give it to a Kfela, he will testify that he tastes the Tam of Isur. The whole, where does Rava apply the principle of Salek? That's as far as the Min B'Mino, where there's no element of Tam. We only have the problem, the shadow that's lurking in the distance is Rabbi Yehuda's Min B'Mino and a Batel. And now we can be Marvin the Shein Omino and be Mavatel the Mino. The Shein Omino can be Vatel the Min Isur, right? Through the principle of Tam. So what do we do with the Rashba? But I think maybe, perhaps the Rashba makes sense in light of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that the entire halacha, whether it's min b'mino or min b'shein b'mino, is all one halacha bittel. Just in regard to min b'mino, you need bittel b'rov, and that's enough. With regard to min b'shein b'mino, you need bittel b'shishim. But we're not talking about tam. Well, we're talking about whether or not we can apply the principle of bittel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, says the Ramah, and then we'll apply the logic to the Rashba, that it all depends on Shema. And if this has the same shame, then we'll apply the halacha of bittul merov through the din of min b'mino. If they have two different shemos, we'll apply the halacha of min b'shein omino, and we'll require a greater bittul. That rov will rely on bittul b'shishim. Ah, now the Rashba makes a lot of sense. If you're telling me that both in the case of min b'mino and in min b'shein omino, the criterion here is not rov, it's not tam. The question is, which bittul should we apply? Says the Rashba, let's apply the rule of Rav of Salek. We can apply the Salek to Min B'mino, as the Gemara does it in Masech Lechulu Daf Kuf. We can apply the principle of Salek in the case of Min B'Shein Omino, in the Rashba's extension of this principle of Rava, because even in the case of Min B'Shein Omino, what we're dealing with is halacha bittul, or to use this language here, he says, Eino toli betama isur, el bittul b'shishim avi din bittul greida, kavo bittul merov. If it's a din bittul greida, you have to have the lingo of the briskers, a din bittul greida, then that din bittul greida could apply in Min B'Shein Omino to the same extent that applies to Min B'Mino. So what did you do? You had a problem because you don't know if there's Shishim, and therefore you don't know whether you could apply the Din of Bittul, says the Rashba. But I do know one thing. I can certainly apply without any inhibitions the principle of Bittul with regard to the Min B'Mino. Is there for Salek Shein Omino? And let's apply the principle of Bittul to the Min B'Mino. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here. And the last thing I wanted to talk to you about, maybe next time. You know, we did the shach here in Siv Vav, but we really only, you know, I tell you the shach is humongous. It goes on for two pages, and we'll see if we have time. You know, next time to go through. Okay, Rav Osai? Yeah. Now, if you're interested in learning about Nebuchadnezzar, a husband whose father died right before the chuppah, you can join me for the second soon.
Rav Zion?
We're not Rav Zion yet. We're almost there. I mean, it's we're still not. Hey, but
you don't tell him.
What do you say?
You don't tell him.
Don't tell him, right?